Spider-Man.
I'm psychic.
Really?
No, not really. I'm a detective, for Pete's sake.
Harrison Ford is Joe Gavilan, veteran homicide detective working out of the LAPD Hollywood Division, hence the title Hollywood Homicide. Gavilan is also a part-time real estate agent, desperately trying to find a buyer for an overpriced property in the aging Hollywood Hills neighborhood of Mount Olympus. And he's trying to get some romance in his life with a new girlfriend. And he's also solving crimes with his young new age partner, KC, played by Josh Hartnett.
Well, what do you think? Write this down. Cheeseburger, well done. Raw onion, pickle, ketchup. Nothing else.
Ford has played police officers before, for instance, John Book in the 1985 thriller Witness. But he says he found a lot to identify with in Joe Gavilan.
Yeah, the character's like a lot of guys I know, like a lot of cops I know, quite a bit like I am. I thought it was a fun character. This guy who's under a lot of pressure, who's got everything he owns tied up in this house on Mount Olympus. He's being investigated by the ex-boyfriend of his new girlfriend. Everything's crumbling, which is a good basis for comedy.
Co-writer Robert Souza, a retired LAPD homicide detective who based the story on some of his real experiences, says many films about police are unrealistic to the real cops because they lack humor.
What's always interested me is the gallows humor part of police work. There's, even though you're handling very, very dramatic, horrendous crimes, there's still a certain amount of humor between you and your partner and things that happen in the squad room. We try to capture the lightness as switching back and forth from very heavy drama to the light side, and Harrison and Josh brought that to the movie too.
I'm gonna take them, Joe.
No, it's getting so hot.
Stay down, man. Stay there.
Got a live gun here. You're gonna get yourself shot.
What are you talking about? It's a standard issue Beretta. 15 shots.
I counted, and one in the spout.
Hartnett, one of Hollywood's up-and-coming young stars, admits he was a bit starstruck at first at the prospect of playing opposite an actor he grew up watching in one adventure film after another.
I couldn't speak, you know, like I grew up with, I was born right after Star Wars came out, the first one. I brought my dad and my future stepmom to Return of the Jedi, one of their first dates. Indiana Jones is obviously iconic and a big part of a 10-year-old's life, you know. I just, you know, man, to meet Harrison like that, I could barely speak when I met him. But then, over the course of it, you know, I found out what a jerk he is, and we started to get along really well.
Well, the good-natured ribbing goes both ways, especially when Ford hears comparisons between his young co-star and himself at that age.
I wasn't even born yet when I was at his age. He's 23 years old. I didn't make a living in this business until I was 35. I can't believe it. He's great. We had a good time working together. He's really tall. I'm talented. He's really talented. He is really tall. He's cute. Girls like him. He's a pain.
That's it! I'm driving!
All right, fine. Think you can do better?
Nice driving. Sorry.
It is an action comedy, and at 60, he turns 61 in July, Ford says he still enjoys doing, as he puts it, the running, jumping, and falling down that all help him create a realistic character.
You know, when I'm making a movie, I don't have the kind of vanity that wants to create a perfect character. I think the flaws are interesting. One of the reasons I like to do physical acting, to do those kinds of scenes, is because I want people to feel the pain. You can't feel the pain if you're on the back of a stuntman's head. I want them to see the fear. I want the characters that I play to be afraid of what's happening, so that when they overcome it, there's something to celebrate.
Must take a lot of money to get one of these groups up and running.
Why you ask?
I'm just fascinated by the music business.
Hollywood Homicide features Isaiah Washington as a rap music executive at the center of a murder investigation. Real-life rappers Corrupt and Master P have roles, and there are cameo appearances by soul music greats Smokey Robinson and Gladys Knight. Also in the cast, Lena Olin, Bruce Greenwood, and Martin Landau. Hollywood Homicide is directed and co-written by Ron Shelton. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.